An excavator's claw grabbed the portico first, then reached back and dropped through the middle of the roof.
It doesn't even feel like it's my home right now. It's very strange.
Teresa Kuzinski says it stopped being her house when she sold it to the state back in October. They gave her and her husband $265,000. It's pre-storm value. Even though during Sandy, 7 feet of water flooded the basement.
And there she goes.
Just 30 minutes after the excavator began work, Marty Kuzinski surveys the pile of debris that was his house for 25 years. The front steps are the only thing left intact.
It took me longer to paint a room than to knock my house down. Oh boy, every piece of wood I remember working on something in there. Oh well.
The Kuzinskis have moved to higher ground a couple miles away. The state hopes to eventually buy 1,300 homes, but it's only closed on 50 deals so far. Tracy Samuelson, WHYY News.